Lay la 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 la.
Preparation for the lesson, rare excerpts from the lessons of Kabbalist Rav Baruch Shalom Mashlag with commentaries of a student and successor of Lightman. A person has to come to this fear, all of his fear. Think about what I said. For this we need the goal. Where is he going? To Tiberias. Bus 8:31. But I'm going down. I'm getting off at Nebrak. So that means a person has to come to fear. What fear? It's called ktoret, incense. But it depends where you want to get up. Again. There you will get more self-love. For his own good, so we don't get up, get on. Kelim, the vessels want self-love. Do they get it? I want a lot of money. Do I get it? I want a lot of respect. Do I get it? But I want it. In the work, although the body disagrees, we want to believe it is for our best. But we fail. Why do we fail? I once taught. I give an allegory about sleep. When I'm awake, I don't feel any good taste about sleeping. So they told me, come tomorrow to learn at 3 or 4 a.m. I hear it, fine. So I choose a pleasure that I will have a little bit. When I say 3 or 4, what am I giving up? Nothing, sleep. And now I don't need to sleep, I'm awake. But when 3 or 4 comes later, I taste the taste of sleep. Then I need to relinquish the pleasure that I feel now, which is certain that I'm feeling. If I come at 3 or 4, will I get any pleasure? I doubt it. There's a rule about that our sages said, something that is doubtful falls off before something that is certain. So that's why we fail. Why do we fail? I agreed to relinquish a pleasure of 1 gram in order to come and learn, but not half a kilo of pleasure. I didn't give up on that. So if I had that night, at night the same taste of sleep at 3 when the phone rings, I wouldn't tell him, come and wake me up. So I'm giving this as an allegory. This is why we fail with everything. Why? It'll work. This is called work. And this is called a prayer in the heart.
Any questions about that? We have to fix the text. There's a few words that were wrong there. It's written vessels, and it should be... there are mistakes there. Maybe then get it correctly. But what he said, that's clear, right? Or not. Ask. What not? Only Terence is asking.
No, I didn't understand what Rabash was saying.
He said this, a person works according to his will to receive, according to his pleasure that he feels right now. If you talk to him right now where he doesn't need to sleep and you explain and he's inspired by your words, he agrees to come at 3 a.m. But at 3 a.m., he has pleasure at sleep. So now he's in a problem. On one hand, he remembers what you told him, but that enthusiasm isn't in him anymore, but the pleasure for sleeping is in him. So then, obviously, he relinquishes the study and stays in bed. Meaning we always work according to what right now we measure as good for us. And that happens in every case. So we just need to organize our environment that will constantly influence us, that we'll be able to calculate in a new way for the pleasures. But the calculation always has to be new. The greatness of the environment, the greatness of the goal, what I'm losing, habit becomes second nature. Let's say, I can't sleep anymore. From midnight, I almost can't sleep anymore. Sometimes, 12:30 or 1, that's it. I can't stay in bed anymore. You understand the trouble? So from this, I have a spiritual gain? No, because I don't resist the pleasure. For me, still, I just get up. So I'm not a great hero that I come here to the lesson. If a person overcomes and resists the pleasure to sleep, and he still comes and sits here in the lesson, and he can't hear, and he's... That's the gain. That's a reward. It's a greater spiritual reward than somebody that comes like you today. You have the questions. You... No. Yeah. Why do we fail?
Our failure is mainly that we're not scrutinizing what's important for attainment of the goal. Why are we not scrutinizing? Because the egoistic will to receive erases it from us. Achieving the goal. The goal is achieved by connection between us. Again, they're talking about connection. Again, of course, I don't remember about connection. I have to constantly be reminded of it. So we need an environment that will talk about connection, etc., etc. That's the reason for failing. We don't have in front of us the goal and the means to attain the goal, to achieve it. It's not in front of us. I do all kinds of things in society, here and there, but it doesn't get through to the goal. That's the reason for failing. Okay, fine. Yes, Leibich.
Sometimes, let's say because of all kinds of, well, whatever happened, I sleep just a bit before the lesson and I come here out of focus, and so I think that it's better to sleep another hour and, let's say, be late for an hour in the lesson, but then I'll be able to sit alert. Or is it better to come and sleep?
To come and to sleep.
Okay.
If you could be brought here on a stretcher and put here to sleep somewhere on the side here, it would still be good. Yeah, I'm telling you. Being present against your will when you make a small concession for pleasure, for the spiritual goal, which is still an egoistic calculation, but it's on the way, it's in the right direction. It's on the exit from this world and the entry to the upper world where the calculations are truly in order to bestow. Okay? Yes.
What's the purpose?
What do you mean purpose?
You said we don't see the purpose before us and not the means either.
The means to attain the purpose is connection, and the purpose is attained at the center of the connection.
What is the purpose, the goal?
The purpose is a connection. There is the Creator, the Dvikut, adhesion with Him, according to equivalence of form. What goal do we need to achieve in order to attain the Creator? Well, it is that we all unite among us at the center, and then we come to love of man, and within the love of man, we discover the love of the Creator. We don't need to do any other act besides loving other people. What does it say that? We used to have a few such excerpts. People think there is another way from love of man to the love of God. No, it's revealed inside.
How should I build the environment? What's the most important thing that we have to do?
To be in the same means for the same goal.
That the friends will love each other?
Of course. But most importantly is to come to one connection, one heart, one love, one desire, one intention, although everyone remains with his own. But this kind of junction, this merging, this mingling, when all the hearts dissolve, and then everyone, how should I put it, complement one another. And that complementation is Havaya, really. Okay? Okay.
Saba.
Grandpa.
Rav, I wanted to ask about our new organization here. I think
I want to tell you, I have no new arrangements. Nothing. I want you to get along in a very simple way. You have to feel uncomfortable. Uncomfortable. Excuse me. Like a pain in the... Excuse me. Yep, that's how you have to feel. Because it is the closest possible to be needing the Creator, to be dependent on Him, reliant on Him. And what happens next moment, we don't know. So then you're dependent on Him. Then you'll begin to feel what is faith above reason, how you have no basis, nothing, you're hanging in midair. And then it's like a tower floating in midair.
I understand the intention. It's another thing.
So perhaps I made a bad recommendation to disperse the tens and do other things. Invent something else.
Everything's fine. According to what you're saying, the question is, there's a problem that I'm thinking about. We're working on annulment. And we know that to annul takes time. It doesn't happen instantly.
Right.
So how do we work on this annulment when we're constantly changing places and tens? When do we have time to annul?
The Creator must give us the power to annul. That's it. If my heart is open, corrected for connection, for love, then I have no problem sitting in any ten whatsoever. You say, oh, so we need to sit down and get used to it. That's not annulment anymore. That's already habit becoming second nature. Egoistically, I love them, I get along with them. That's different. It's like a greenhouse, like a nursery. What's good is when you don't feel the ground. I just don't know what's going to happen. What will happen with my life? Nothing. Like Bala Sulam, he would spend whatever money he had left in the evening, and what would happen in the next morning? There's nothing. Everything is in the hands of the Creator. That's already a special degree. But again, you see a physical effort. Now we can kind of make it tangible. We can understand what is happening. It's a physical, material effort. Because it wasn't only him. There was a family behind him and everything. It's much worse. Kids, wife. There's nothing. What's going to happen? In the air. No, we're not going to do it. Don't jump. But at least in a group, wherever we feel confident, strong, organized, you want to give it a good examination, what it gives us. This is not for beginners, but still, we are permitted already to see how we do such, put ourselves in such states that put us in off balance, so to speak, to be a little more dependent on the Creator. And society can allow it, can afford it in a gentle way. For example, it's like changing tens. But again, you need to see how you're not sliding this and you're relating to this correctly. I'm afraid of mess or disorder. Otherwise, I would tell tens, choose where you want to stay. Stay like you are or switch. But it'll create a whole confusion. Now we're all doing the same thing. Okay, yes?
It's a new stage in the method? Yesterday we prayed for trouble.
Who prayed?
Yesterday we drank l'chaim in the meal for that. Is this something new? Because we never...
No. What do you mean we prayed for trouble?
We drank l'chaim, don't remember exactly.
No, but not in this way. to feel ourselves more dependent on the Creator.
That I understand, to feel dependent on the Creator. But he should be concerned about that. We have to be concerned about connection, not trouble and not being unpleasantness.
You're right, but in our order or other such things that we can control in that too, just like Bala Sulam gave away his money.
That's what I'm asking. So this is new. Until now, you got mad if somebody said, let's search for trouble and...
This is not trouble.
So what is it?
No, it's not trouble. No. We're looking... Our trouble is something that comes, and I can't rise above it. It comes... Absent-mindedly. And even that's not trouble. You have to see it as coming from the Creator in order to promote us. We need to relate to it correctly and all that. But what we're doing, of course we can do it. Yes.
It's written that we need to give confidence to one another.
Confidence in such things, right.
And not unpleasantness, and that each time I need, I don't know what.
But when you have discomfort, what do you do?
Obviously, I need to turn to the Creator, that's clear.
Right, and by that, give confidence to one another. So if we turn to the Creator, there we will find, in him we will find confidence in everything.
I have to turn to the Creator, then I'm not able to connect, not because I don't feel convenient, that my knees are shaking. Or
right, to the tent, because you can't connect.
That's clear.
Well, okay, so I'm not talking about corporeal things.
So what does that have to do with unpleasantness?
It is discomfort. You don't know what ten, where it is, what about it. I was so happy there. I felt so secure. I understood what was going on. Here I don't know. I don't understand. Okay. Don't take this. Take something else. But Israel, hasten time. How do we hasten time? We mustn't just wait for something to happen from above. We can take such actions by ourselves, on our own. If I am in a state that repeats itself, it is called death. I must try to change it. To change. It is in my power to change night for day. Again, so I will need the Creator. We want by force to put ourselves in such states where without his help we're lost. It's not called awakening the bad. Why is it bad? These states are not bad. What's bad is that it comes without my preparation. The path of suffering, the path of Torah, hastening it, is when I awaken it by myself. So I awaken, I pray along with it, I raise man. Yeah.
So we can say that the goal is, or intermediate goal, is to need the Creator.
It's not an intermediate goal, it's a final goal.
Okay, the final goal. And all means are kosher. No matter what, I have to think which states will bring me into...
I don't know about all the means. All the means that bring lead to it. We don't want to frighten people. We don't want to pressure them. But each of us who awakens himself, however he can, when he understands why, it's called awakening the dawn. Yeah. I myself want these things because by feeling the darkness, the grain is these blurry states. I get more flavors, more discernments. Without it, I can't taste anything. How can you eat anything without salt and pepper? Maybe I'm not expressing it correctly. It's written in many articles. We just need to see these things as positive, not as negative. The fact that I feel myself as if I lost the foothold under me. I myself, meaning my will to receive, I feel in this anxiety, disorientation, dizziness, I'm totally lost, confused. At the same time, somewhere in the back of my mind, I understand that it's coming in order to promote me. And I'm happy.
And the states you described, that your knees are shaking and... That's a clear state. At that point, a person turns to the Creator. But how to reach that state?
We awaken by ourselves in a group, as a group.
So it's not asking for...
No, it's not the path of suffering. It's called awakening the dawn. We're going toward wanting Him. How else will we need Him? By raising man, by showing the chisaron, the lack. We need to discover the area that we want the Creator to fill.
The feeling is clear, but how to get to it?
Recommend something else, no problem.
I understood we have to yearn for the good and not search for states that or tricks that will bring me to such a state. Feeling.
If you come to a state where fear awakens in you from the future, and at the same time, because you don't have a choice, after many anxieties and fears that you experience, you discover that it's the Creator doing it to you in order for you to turn to Him and hold on to Him. So for one moment, the fear is justified, the situation is justified, as long as you've achieved connection with the Creator and you see that this is the goal for everything that the fear brought you. A minute later, you fall into the fear again. And again, you lose contact with the Creator. But you already have an impression from it, a reshimo. So you try again. So I need to go and study and scrutinize and something. What's important is to hold on to the Creator. Now you have chisaron, a lack, a deficiency to grab Him, because without Him, you're lost. You're like a baby that's lost its mother. That's it. Where is she? He's looking around. She's gone. The world has tumbled on it. So it's still an egoistic approach, but it's the right beginning for a demand for the Creator.
The question is if I have to awaken the fear, that's my question, in order to be in contact with Him. Or, as we've learned till now, that I only have to connect. I don't have to awaken fear myself. That's the question.
Fine. So, let's say, how do we constantly go toward increased connection? How? Are we really doing this at a good pace?
No.
Well,
of course not. That's what I'm saying. To awaken fear, it's clear. If we have to awaken, so very quick we'll reach the Creator. That's clear. But it's still not working out for me with the last 20 years that you said we shouldn't awaken that. The result, for sure, it's better.
I don't see here when I awaken my ego, my fear. It's ego. I don't think it is a negative way. Do you have something there?
No.
Well,
from Rabash.
What does it mean that the king stands on his field when the crop is ripe in the work? The correction of walking on the left line is when he doesn't wait to get a descent and fall and await until an awakening from above comes to him. Rather, he extends, draws the left on himself, and then he sees that he is in a state of descent, meaning that he has no spark to want to work, to bestow, and not for his own benefit. Then he has room for prayer. And this is as Bala Sulam said about what our sages said about David, who said, I awaken the dawn, the blackness, and also the dawn. And the dawn does not awaken me. Meaning that King David did not wait for the dawn, which is called blackness, which is darkness, meaning that the darkness awakens him, but he himself awakens the darkness and prays for it, that the Creator will illuminate his face. There, by that, he gains time. He saves time by having a preparation for the darkness. Then it is easier to correct it.
Yeah, well, there are more excerpts like that.
Until now I thought that awakening the dawn is to awaken the right. He now is talking about the left here. It's not to awaken the right?
By this you awaken the light. You awaken the Creator. You come close to Him. I don't know, we may be getting confused between right and left. Yeah, right. Usually dawn is the pillar of dawn, the light that's revealed, supposedly. And here, no. It's the dark in the work, but it's not dark. It's dark only towards the person's ego that you have to awaken it. It won't move. It's like a donkey. It stands in its place. Why changing tens? I don't know. Do something in order to start moving. Spiritual work is very creative. Very creative. We need to search. Where else can we find the deficiencies, the helplessness, to be dependent on the Creator in the ten? Where do we have this from? When I come, I see new faces. I see that I have to find something with them as quick as I can in this lesson to find connections and connect to such an extent that we have a center of the ten. Where will I find it with them? I'm not looking on the faces on purpose. It won't confuse me. I have to listen to what they're saying through the listening to enter their hearts to see what's happening there. Where's our mutual heart? And so on. It awakens us to work. Please, I'm willing to hear other recommendations. Yeah.
There's a recommendation by Rabash. I want to add to what he said. According to an article we learned a few months ago, where he doesn't recommend to search to look for trouble. He says that when we are in ascent, when we are connected in a ten, we need to think that every moment we might fall. That's it, that's enough. That's to awaken the dawn.
Also, right. Good recommendation. There's many more. But so, when you can fall, you're already thinking of a negative. So not to think on the negative, to think as a means to connect more. That's why that's what we do. What's Grandpa?
If possible, I wanted to elaborate on my question. When we annul before your decisions, your experiments, we annul like a little one before a grown-up. We might feel bad or uncomfortable.
No, but I'm explaining. I'm not just giving it as an order.
Yeah, of course. But because we respect you, so we accept what you're saying without arguing. My real work is to work with friends. We can't accept a friend as great. So there is the big effort to annul.
You really look at each other and don't see that he's great?
We're trying, of course.
Each one sees that the other are tiny little, crawling between his legs.
We relate between friends. I think that degrees of friends is a good degree, but really recognizing them is...
From what degree do you reach a chaver, the degree of chaver?
I feel good with him. I'm learning with him. It's this warmth. It's come night for us together, but when we change tense...
We need to describe a state that I'm saying is going to happen to you, where you will feel them as great, and you'll ask, how can I be in their ten? Like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. That's what he felt. I'll sign it for off to you.
What degree was he at?
That comes because he feels how the Creator is clothed in them, because he truly is clothed in all of creation. So he doesn't understand how can he be together with them as a friend, as a chaver. And what he teaches them, that doesn't even count. It's not interconnection.
I really understand this. But we're still at a degree where we have all kinds of inclinations and objections, and we want to come to a state where we overcome them. If we don't have the right place to kind of collide with each other and annul.
So what are you recommending?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know what to recommend.
So search for it. Okay. Well, we keep going. Well, we start.